I'm Carrie Rollwagon, and I'd like to introduce you to my grandmother, Barbara Lautner. I called her Missy. Missy passed away not long ago at age 85, but a few months before she died, we sat down for a series of interviews about what life was like when she was young. Today, we talk about high school in the 1950s. Football games and dances and carnivals. We also talk about Barbara leading the rest of the cheerleaders into maybe not the best idea on a Halloween. We also talk about her in-laws, which relates to high school because she got married, well, very young. We'll talk about that. Throughout these interviews, we go back and forth between real names, Barbara Jones, who became Barbara Lautner, and David Lautner, and Ernest and Mildred Lautner, who are David Lautner's parents, and my names for them, which were Missy and Papa, those are my grandparents, and Nanny and Gramp, my great-grandparents. So we'll actually start today talking about Barbara's relationship with Ernest and Mildred. I did want to mention that these recordings aren't perfect. There are a couple of times where Missy's mic drops out for a couple minutes, and I've just left those because you can still hear her on my mic, and I liked what she said, so I wanted to share it. Missy did have a habit of jumping up to grab a photo in the middle of an interview, so you'll hear that a couple of times. When she does talk about a photo, I ask her to explain what she's looking at, so you'll get an idea. But you can also go to carrierollwagon.com and look at my blog. You can search Barbara Lautner or Missy, and you can find pictures there. So I included photos of the photos that she talks about in the episode. I also wanted to thank my cousin, Becca Harmon. She is also a grandchild of Missy's, and she did some work editing the sound quality on these conversations, so they are more easy to listen to. So thanks, Becca. Well, speaking of your in-laws, I mean, how was that relationship? I guess you wouldn't have known them very well because as soon as you got married, you left. Did you know them before you got married?
Yes. Okay. I met David. He came home for Christmas on leave. And that, yes, from the Navy. And that's when I met him.
Do you know where he was stationed?
Something like Delaware or, you know, okay. Far away.
Yes.
And he took me to meet his folks, but it was just a little spot in the afternoon or something like that. But they were very smart people. They... to become, I'm sure, acquainted with me and all, they would pick me up to go to ball games, football games or basketball games.
Mm-hmm.
And they would, you know, stay and watch the ball game. But we got, you know, real acquainted. And Mom, as the time went on, she was a good seamstress. And I didn't have many clothes. And she sewed some, you know, she was very kind, and they both were very kind to me. We got along fine.
So did they continue to get to know you when Papa went back to where he was stationed?
Yes. From where he was stationed then, when I met him, we corresponded.
Mm-hmm.
He told me later. He says, I fell in love with you those 2 weeks that I met you at Christmas. Now, I did not fall in love with him because I thought this guy would never be serious. He laughs and giggles and everything. You know, you might as well forget that. But
he never stopped giggling.
No. So we corresponded, and while he was there, he said he studied very diligently in order to make good grades so he could pick his billet, where he would get to go next.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got like second place, and he was able to choose Pensacola because he was going to, Pensacola had an outstanding, I guess still does, photo school. And so that's what he went into. He was a naval photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got to come here, and he lived with his parents and dated me every night. And,
yeah.
You know, but.
So I called them Nanny and Gramp, but what did you call them?
Mom and Dad.
Okay, so even, well, when you were dating, did you call them Mr. and Mrs. Lautner, or?
I can't remember when I transferred to Mom and Dad.
Mm-hmm.
But they were very kind to me, Carrie. And over the years, I tried to reciprocate because every anniversary, every birthday, everything, I always had a special thing for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their daughter was not living near, nor their other son.
Mm-hmm.
And they would participate in things the girls had at school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I look back and I think they must have been bored out of their tree, but they would come and, you know, just enjoy the children singing or whatever they were doing, you know.
So when Nanny sewed for you, how did that start? Did you just ask her to do something, or do you remember? Did she just offer, or?
I can't remember, but as I look at pictures now, I realized, oh, Nanny made that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she made an evening gown. I was, as I was mentioned the other day, I was a coronation queen. Mm-hmm. This was a big, big hoopadoo in school, you know. And she made the evening gown. And I can remember one of the coaches, he was single, but he, of course, older than me. He was looking at a picture they had taken of me that night, and he said, "Barbara, you're beautiful." Yeah, and I thought, wow, thanks to Nanny.
Yeah.
You know, because the gown was different and stylish and all. But she used she took off the frills and the netting and everything and used that as a basis for my wedding gown, which made me look fat. but at that time, I didn't care. You know, I was marrying this guy that I loved. And,
yes.
You know, so my wedding pictures aren't good.
So, well, do you remember that, the coronation dress? Do you remember what color it was or what style or anything like that?
Yes, it was white. They used netting a lot then.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it had a lot of netting up here and
up at the top, like the bodice had a lot of netting.
Yeah,
and also the skirt.
I think on the skirt too. I as I've looked back, I've wondered why parents wanted to keep their daughters under wraps, so but they let them wear strapless evening gowns.
Yeah.
You know. In fact, that one picture, David had come back to Pensacola, and we were headed, he got here in time for my 11th grade prom out of the country club. And Nanny had made this, I think she made that gown too. Well, he had a couple of friends that were photographers, so we went by the studio of one of them, and he took some pictures, including that one, which my mother did not like.
Why not?
Because it looked like I was sitting in his lap. And
were you?
No, we were on a little narrow stool, and he was sitting like this, and I was just sitting here, so leaned back against
him. You were sitting in front of him. Okay.
but she wasn't pleased with that picture. I wish I could remember what he was saying to me. It must have been funny.
It's a great picture.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so you're showing me a helmet that is, well, it's painted silver, and it has a painted red stripe with silver glitter all over it. What are we looking at?
Well, when I was in the, maybe I was a senior, the football team elected me to be the homecoming queen for the team. And someone got the bright idea. They found this old leather helmet that had not been used since 1948.
Yes.
And this was in 1954.
Okay.
And so someone painted it. Our school colors were gray and crimson.
Yes.
So that's why the red streak. But it's been around a long time.
So you have this helmet because... was this your crown?
Yes, that was my crown.
So this is your coronation crown.
Yes.
So tell me about what was coronation? I'm going to take a picture of that before I leave. But what was...
I go to the ball game and they have this little platform. And I had selected two friends. She didn't look very happy about it, but...
so we're looking at a picture. So describe what is in the picture, in case anybody's
listening. It's me in the center and two friends that I... it was a tradition there. You had a friend, like a bridesmaid, had something. These two friends were on this little platform. And I'm so glad the helmet got in the picture a little bit. But then during the halftime, the captains of the team came and got me, took me out to the center of the field, crowned me.
Okay. So was it just you, or were there people crowned from other classes?
No.
Or were you just the queen?
No,
okay.
I was just the homecoming queen.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank
you. Well, you guys, you're all wearing, look at the picture. You're all wearing suits here. I think sometimes when we think of, we think of like a dance or something where people are wearing like tulle and stuff like this. So was coronation a different thing where you were wearing?
Okay. The football game was outside and there wasn't a dance involved.
Okay.
It was just
and did people vote? Is that how you got
the football team voted for me?
Okay.
They selected me.
Okay. So it looks like you're all wearing corsages. Did they? I guess they gave you that too.
Yeah.
And they're all pinned to your jackets, and you're all wearing gloves. Was that just for formal occasions?
That was just tradition then. It was when women were still wearing gloves to church.
Okay.
In 100-degree weather.
So what kind of occasions would you wear gloves? Just to
church? I just remember something like this. Not at my school coronation. I don't think I wore gloves, but just that in church is the main thing.
How did you keep? I can't keep like a white shirt clean, much less something I'm touching everything with. How did you keep white gloves clean?
We just wash them every time.
Yeah.
You know, but we wore different colors, black.
Okay. Did they signify different things?
No.
Okay.
Just depending on what your outfit was like.
Did Nanny make your suit, or do you remember?
No, a neighbor of my mother's.
Okay.
Made it.
Were almost all your clothes handmade, or did you buy things at a store like we do now?
I hadn't hardly any money, so I bought very little from stores. As I look back over the pictures, as I said, seems like, gee, a lot of these things Nanny made for me.
Right.
There is at the end of school, three major high schools chose two seniors to represent them, and the photographer came, took the pictures of the two that were selected, and put them in the newspaper one Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was one of those. And the dress I have on is one that Nanny made.
Okay.
And it wasn't out of step with things. It looked modern. And all. It's around somewhere, but I don't know where.
So they gave you the helmet as a crown. Did you put this over your head and mess up your hair? Do you remember?
They put it on my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you do your hair? Did you do pin curls? Did you do like, what was that like? Like doing your hair for a school dance or something like that. What did people do?
Every night they roll their hair.
Okay.
Unless they were fortunate enough to have natural curly hair.
So it was all curly. Oh, that was the look?
That was the main look.
Yeah.
Then. And a lot of nights I can remember just sitting in the dark.
Putting your roller. Was it rollers or rag?
No,
or
just pin curls. Oh, curls with bobby pins. Oh, okay. I think I finally started using clippies.
Okay. Yeah. Like the things our mics are clipped on with?
Yeah. 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 Just little pinchers.
Yeah. Okay. Know? So how did you do that? Did you just like twist your hair and then twist it until it made a little bun?
You just took a little bit and you twist it like this and put it down next to your head.
Okay.
And put the clip on.
So you twisted it around and made a little coil and then.
Yeah.
Do you just like cross two bobby pins like an X?
Yeah, when I use the bobby pins.
Yeah. How was that? Were you ever like, I don't want to do this tonight? Or was it just a.
I guess vanity was high. And maybe I didn't do it every night, Carrie, you know, it's been a long time. But most nights I did.
Yeah. Were there like updos that you could do, like a rolling your hair, like for a formal event, did you normally wear it down like you would every day?
Yeah, did I did.
Okay. So we talked a little about the guy would ask the girl, and then could the girl go alone or go with friends if she didn't get asked, or was it like you had to have a date kind of thing?
No, you could go with a girlfriend, or you know,
okay,
something like that. But you were sort of a wallflower.
Yeah.
You know, if you didn't have a date.
Right.
Because it was not. It was between the time. In colonial days, when you had a dance card, you know, we didn't have anything like that. So it would have been awkward for the boy to leave the girl he brought.
Right.
To dance with someone else, I think.
So pretty much you just dance with the same guy the whole night.
Well, yes. I don't remember many guys asking me to dance, to dances. But, you know, the girls. We girls would talk and, you know, have fun.
Anyway. Did they have, like, punch and stuff? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Do you remember anything that was always served or anything like that?
No, it wasn't elaborate. I'm sure it wasn't expensive, you know, for all those high school kids.
So if it was a dance, what kind of music did they play? Or did they have a band or a DJ? Could you have a DJ then?
Seemed like to me they just, maybe they had a record player or something like that for the music. And it was varied some. Waltzes were, you know, popular. But sometimes we would do things like the bunny hop.
Right.
There was something about you put your right foot in, you take your right foot out.
The hokey pokey?
Yeah. You know, didn't take much expertise to do that, you know. But if you just have girls to do it with, it was fun.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Yeah.
So was that kind of, did everybody just go to the dance? Were they usually connected to a football game or were dances separate?
No, the dances were usually separate because the girls were dressed up more, a little more.
And then would you just go home afterward, or would everybody go to a soda shop or something like that?
Very seldom because Tate is...
That's your high school.
Yeah, it's above the 9 Mile Road that we used to live on, and Cantonment. There was a place in Cantonment you could get like a soda or something. Or you had to drive all the way to Brent, which is on the way to Town and Country Plaza.
Okay.
You know, Mm-hmm. Or in Pensacola, they had a couple of places. But that, see, that was a long way for the guys to drive.
So, I mean, would you say a minimum of like 20 minutes, 30 minutes? Like, how far away, for anybody who's not familiar with Pensacola, about how long would it take to get from school to like a soda shop or something?
Well, into Pensacola, it would have taken at least 30 minutes, maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you had time limits on the cars.
Oh, right, yeah. So mostly you just went home, or you went and
yeah.
parked.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about, you mentioned that when you were crowned Coronation Queen, there was a carnival involved, like mm-hmm. a Halloween carnival?
Yeah.
What was that like? What kind of carnival?
Well, they had different games and things that you would normally have found when Susan and Stephanie were in school,
mm-hmm.
and especially in grammar school, you
okay.
know.
So,
witches were big, you know, all kind of things like that. It wasn't sophisticated.
So I think of a carnival, I think of like bobbing for apples or pies in the face, or was it like that, or was it just...
Well, it seemed like there was bobbing for apples. I never remember pies in the face. As I look back... Probably the boys are the ones that participated in the apple bobbing. You know, it was a little hard on the hairdo
yeah.
for the girls.
So something like that, was that normal? Would you have a lot of carnivals, or was that just a
no.
Halloween thing?
No, that was usually the biggie.
Yeah. What was the day of a football game like for you? You were a cheerleader, correct?
Well, I'd go home and I'd get my cheerleading outfit on, you know, and seemed like David's folks picked me up much more than my mother took me.
Mm-hmm.
And he just congregated with other cheerleaders.
Right.
You know, I remember one fiasco, and it was my fault. And it must have been around Halloween. And I said, why don't we dye our hair orange? Well, the one girl that had blonde, her folks wouldn't allow her to, which I sort of resented. But the rest of us had dark hair. Well, the orange didn't show up until we started sweating.
Yeah.
And then it started running down our face.
What did you use to dye your hair orange?
Cake coloring. That's the only thing we knew to...
You said
it
like that's normal. Like food coloring?
Or, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Just
yeah.
Drop some hair cream or something and put it in?
As I remember, just dampen your hair and then put it on there. And it didn't show up very much, but it did when it started running down your face.
Was it permanent? Did it wash out?
No, it washed out.
Okay.
It washed out. I wasn't noted for that episode. Yeah.
Well, what did you wear as a cheerleader?
Oh, we had uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
We often had most of the years, we had skirts with sort of pleats,
mm-hmm.
flat pleats around, and they were gray and the maroon.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had long sleeve sweaters with a megaphone
okay.
on the front.
And then, so were they short skirts that cheerleaders wear now? I actually know the answer to this.
No.
Senior uniform.
No.
They were knee length, is that?
Yeah, probably close to knee length. And we did wear tights, just... Really, panties, thick
mm-hmm. okay.
panties under our skirts.
Mm-hmm. So did you jump in things like?
Yeah, I jumped, and I could not do the split. Mm-hmm. A lot of girls did, but my body wasn't acclimated for that. I remember one time trying to do the split, and my foot got hung on the fence facing the audience, you know, up there.
Did you have pom-poms?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we would twirl, try to do flips, mm-hmm. you know.
Like but, cartwheels and stuff?
Yeah, okay. Things like that, yeah.
So do you remember any of the cheers?
No.
Yeah.
Not right now.
Did you have like a leather jacket too?
I did not have a leather jacket, but because I was homecoming queen, they gave me a jacket.
Okay.
It was a time when the jackets looked like satin, mm-hmm. sort of, and you know, it was nice, and it was burgundy, and I've forgotten if it had a megaphone or tape or something, mm-hmm. you know.
I think it does have like a letter or something like that, like a some applique or something.
Does your mother still have it, or one of you girls?
She doesn't.
I might be wrong, but I don't remember leather, but I remember it.
A letter, like the letter.
Probably a T for mm-hmm. Tate.
Yeah. So that was something that was just because you were homecoming queen.
Yes.
It wasn't like everybody got one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the cheerleading uniform has made its rounds as a Halloween costume.
Yes.
What did you wear? Did you wear sneakers or did you wear what?
We wore sneakers and socks.
Okay. So were those bobby socks or what are bobby?
Yeah.
What are bobby socks?
They're just thicker socks, and you roll them down
okay.
from the top.
So roll them in, like, you roll them once or twice? Or
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then just white sneakers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so at a football game, you would hang out with the cheerleaders. Then you would hang out on the field and cheer, probably.
Yeah.
What was the... Is there anything that was different than a football game of today that you know?
I haven't been to one in a long time. The last one I went to at Tate, I thought, nobody is paying attention to the game.
Yeah. So when you went, people actually watched the game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have phones.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So was there like a big rivalry between schools or did
oh, yeah.
people? Okay.
Yeah.
Who were your big rivals?
Most of them were close. Milton, mm-hmm. Crestview. It was a team. Excuse me, in Mobile, Funiac Springs, Mariana. But, you know.
Was football the big thing, or was it basketball too?
Well, both
or?
Of them were big.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could girls play?
Not football.
Yeah. Did girls play basketball?
Not with other schools. They just played there, you know, just taking sports.
Yeah. Okay. Were girls involved in? Were you involved in any sports, or did you want to be? I mean, cheerleading is a sport, but.
Oh yeah, yeah. I liked sports, so I played. Basketball, but at that time they had forwards that shot the ball, and then they had guards that guarded the other team
okay.
from trying to keep them from shooting the ball.
Right.
Well, everybody wanted to be a forward.
Yeah.
To shoot it. So I always just said, oh, I'll just guard.
Right.
So I never really learned how
to
get it where it's supposed to go,
yes.
you know. But I was on a volleyball team one time that I don't know. Anyway, it was a little more than just playing volleyball with your friends. I think we did some intramural stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The volleyball.
So girls were involved in sports, just not the same exact sports.
Yeah. Oh, and we played softball.
Okay.
With a lot of softball.
Did you like softball?
Oh, yeah. I played for years in church softball. I was an avid pitcher.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
So is this from when you were younger or just also when you were older? Or both or either?
I don't think I started playing in church until the girls were, they weren't old, but they weren't real young either, I think.
Yeah. So girls and probably guys, were there volleyball teams or was that just a girls thing when you were younger?
I don't remember seeing guys play volleyball.
Yeah.
They might have just played
for fun
with other guys in school, teams there, but I don't remember any outside schools coming in for volleyball.
Was there track and field at that point?
No, not that I was aware of.
So how was it cheering in a sweater and a long skirt in Florida?
Oh, well, that's okay. That was okay because most all the football teams were in cool weather.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So did you cheer for basketball or did they have cheerleaders?
Yeah.
Okay. So was that just inside or was it? Okay.
Yeah.
But you didn't know Papa until after high school. So did he play any sports or do you?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
He did not play basketball, I don't think, but he played football and he got a football scholarship to go to junior college in Mississippi.
Okay. What was the college? Do you remember?
Yeah, Perkinston Junior College.
Okay.
And he did that for a year, and he said, those boys were big and mean. So he decided he would try another way to get a scholarship. So Perkinston was here. Gulfport on the Gulf was over here. Hattiesburg was here, 35 miles either way. And every time they had an affair, they'd have to get a photographer to drive that distance.
Mm-hmm.
So David went to the administrator, whatever he is, and said, would you be willing to give me a full scholarship if I took all the pictures for all the events and the yearbook?
Right.
And if people wanted extra pictures, they could pay me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what he did. He got a full scholarship. He said, and I will build a dark room and train someone to take over in the next year when I leave.
Yes.
So that they used that scholarship for several years, I think.
So he started that photo program there. So he was between two bigger cities, and so they didn't have to send to one of the bigger cities for a photographer anymore.
Yeah.
So they could just use him and then.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it sounds like he made money on the side too by selling pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't really big cities, but they were towns. You know, it was the nearest to the school.
So he got out of football.
Yes. Yes. He was glad to do that.
Well, and that was a junior college, right? And then Papa. Did he go straight from junior college to college, or did he go into the Navy?
He graduated from junior college, and he went to Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for several years, he had been in the Navy Reserve. Well, there was no place anywhere near that he could go to meetings, which you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so he found this out, and so even before classes started, he went and told him he'd like to get his funds back.
Mm-hmm.
So he did, and he came home. This is a funny story. You probably won't want to put it in your thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he came home, and his folks had gone to California on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
And his friends there said, we're going fishing tomorrow. Would you like to go with us? And he said, well, sure. So he went fishing. And when he came back, the neighbors said, see, times have changed. So neighbors kept up with whoever came in the neighborhood. They said, you know, the shore patrol is out here looking for you.
Yes.
And he said, oh, well, they have their normal meetings on Tuesday night, and this was Monday.
Yeah.
He says, I'll just go tomorrow night. Well, when he went, the officer in charge says, well, what are you going to do? And David said, what do you mean, what am I going to do? He says, you're going to be in the Navy tonight, or you're going to be in the Army tomorrow.
Oh, my.
So he, that's how he got in the Navy.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Oh.
He had to do it because he was in the reserves, or because...
Well, also, he had just turned 21, and they were drafting guys
for Korea. Okay. Well, we need to wrap up this session, but I've really enjoyed it.
Well, I have, too.
Thanks for listening. If you're enjoying these conversations and you want to remember Barbara, invite people into your life. Your family, your friends, strangers, and invite adventure into.